Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tuesday. Good Tuesday morning to you. It's your girl, Miss Coco. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com on Coco Radio. It's Tuesday. And today we're going to share some tips for you today to help you get your day and your life right. Yep, that's what it's all about. On yesterday, we talked about obstacle course, life being an obstacle course. And today we're going to give you some tips that can help you achieve the goals that you're trying to reach. Okay, and then we're also going to share with you some different tips how to celebrate your Memorial Weekend. Yeah, that's right. Memorial Weekend is this weekend, and I'm going to give you some tips that will help you have a fabulous weekend. All right, first things first, we're going to give you the tips for your achieving your goals in your life, all right? Whatever your goals may be, whatever it is, whether it's getting a brand new job or getting a promotion or, you know, personal life goals where, you know, you want to get married, there's a few tips that you can take in order to get that. Okay, if you are a female and you're about the age of 25, between 25 and 30 or 25 and 35 and you desire to be married, well, here's what you do, ladies. If you've dated so many different guys and it's like they're just not adding up, what you do is you get a piece of paper, get a pen, write down the things that you would like to have in your potential mate and the mate that you desire. Okay? That's the first thing. You write it down. All right, then after you write all the different traits that you would like that person to have or the qualities and the characteristics that you would like, then the next thing you do is you speak it out loud. Yes, sometimes it's good to speak it out loud and speak it into the atmosphere. All right, so once you do that, you write it down, then you speak it out, then you seal it up, put it away for safekeeping. Okay, so that way later on you could pull it out and check off. Okay, let's see. Does this person have this? Check. Does this person have that? Check. Does this person have this? Check. Okay? That's the first thing, all right, if you're a female and you want to get married. Fellas, you can do the same thing, too. You can write down all the different traits and characteristics and the qualities that you would like in your potential wife and what you would like for your wife to do, and you write it down. You do the same thing like I just gave to the females, okay? All right, then once you start dating or, you know, you do all of that, then you, you know, the places that you need to go is definitely not a club. You don't go to a club because you're not going to find a potential mate or partner in the club. Go to, like, the library, bookstores, church. Sometimes it may not be good to go to church, but, I mean, you know, find somebody in church because, you know, they're not always they're cracked up to be, okay? But, I mean, you can go to different places like that. It's more mature places that you will find a more mature man in or a mature woman. And you go to clubs. If you try to do those dating websites, if you're going to do the dating website, here's a great tip. Make sure you pay. Because usually 9 times out of 10, you're going to find somebody who's more decent, who's willing to pay for the online dating website than you would if you were just if they just had the free trial or the free service. So you want to make sure that you pay for the service. That way you have a better chance of narrowing your search down to finding somebody who will be a better choice for you. Okay. Because, like I said, sometimes and this is just from, you know, from experience and as well as talking to others, sometimes when you have the free trial or the free service for the dating website, you're going to get those that they're really not all that cracked up to be. They're just only looking for, like, a one-night stand. You know, they're not looking for a committed relationship. So make sure you get the free one. eHarmony is good. eHarmony says that they are have the best ratio in marriage. Match.com, they say, is good. You know, like I said, you want to, when you go into these online dating websites, you want to pay for the service. And sometimes it's maybe like $15 or $30 or something like that for the free, for 3 months or something like that. Christian Mingle is another one that's a good one. You, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find somebody that's a little bit on your, more on your level. You know, but you want to stay away from, like, Badoo. Stay away from Badoo. Stay away from, what is it, Plenty of Fish. You might find somebody on there that may be a little bit decent, but I'm not for sure. But Plenty of Fish, you like, it's a lot of, Zooks is another one, because mainly those men on there just want one night stands. You'll rarely come across somebody who's looking for more of a committed relationship, you know, but mainly it's something like they want to do a one night stand. Okay, moving along from relationships. Now, when it comes to career goals, you know, you still do the same thing. You take the same tips and steps. Write it down, what you hope to achieve. Even if you already are in your career, like say you're working for T-Mobile or some type of corporation, you know, you write down, you know, you start off as a salesperson. Then you work your way up to manager. Then you work your way up to corporate manager or district manager. Then you work your way up to, you know, you just work your way up the ladder. And, you know, wherever you hope to be in the long run, is where, you know, where you end up. So you can do the same steps. Write it down, okay? Also, you know, after you write it down, if you are doing, like, the different tips or the different steps or whatever, maintain a regimen. Maintain a routine of things. We talked about that yesterday. On yesterday's show, where, you know, get into a habit of having a routine, you know, and once you get into the habit of routine, don't break it. You know, you continue to, you get up, you know, you make up your bed, and once you do that, you start seeing that you're into this routine habit, and that way you could take it onto your job, into your career. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then also have some type of organization. You know, where you're very organized, so when you're on your job, your supervisor, your boss see that, and they're like, oh, okay, well, this person takes pride in their job. They're organized. They have a routine. They, you know, they do this and they do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, get into the habit of doing different things like that, because once you do that, then it leads to a better opportunity or a better chance for you to get promotions or, you know, move forward and move up a little bit different, up a level, okay? Okay, that's the different tips for you for as far as careers and relationships goes when it comes to your life goals, okay? Now, getting to Memorial Weekend, okay? Because we only have a few minutes left here in the show here. So Memorial Weekend is this weekend. And then you can also use these tips for other occasions that may be coming up, like Father's Day or 4th of July, then Labor Day, you know, birthdays. I mean, you can use these different tips. Okay. Plan a barbecue or some type of activity. Either it could be at your house or you can do a mutual thing to where it could be at a friend's house, you know, and you and your friend, you get together and you combine your parties or your event. Like, say, for instance, you want to do a barbecue, a cookout. Okay, so you and your friends, you get together, you send out a text message to all of your friends, and you say, hey, going to have a cookout, it's going to be here at this time, you know, bring a side dish or bring a drink or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you do that, you send out a message. Okay, then you and the friend who are hosting, you can combine and come together and say, you know what, I'll get this and you'll get that. The rest of everybody who we've invited, they whatever we don't get, they can get. Like, say somebody can get the buns. You can tell them, hey, get, like, so-and-so many buns. Like, get, you know, 2 packs of hot dogs, 2 packs of hamburgers, and a loaf of bread. That way, if we run out of hamburger and hot dog buns, we got the loaf of bread that can help out with the rest of the food or whatever. Okay. Then you can have somebody say, well, I'm going to bring this. Okay, you bring the deviled egg. Okay, this person can bring, you know, just combine it. It's almost kind of like a potluck, but it's not a potluck, you know what I'm saying? It's a cookout, so somebody's bringing something, so that way it won't be so much on you when you're doing something, you know what I'm saying? When you're doing the majority or you're doing the meats or whatever. And then if you're going to, like, say if you're at, like, a small place, like an apartment complex, and you don't really have a lot of space to do the barbecue or things like that, well, what you do is you get a smaller barbecue grill. Don't get a big bulky one. Get a small one that's just enough to where you can throw some slabs of meat on there, a couple of slabs of meat on there, and cover it up. Get like a table barbecue grill. Sometimes they run for between $10 to $15, you know, even $20. You know what I'm saying? Get a smaller one. That way it won't take up so much room, okay? Let's see, even when you're, like, well, Father's Day's coming up, we're going to talk about that next week, too. When Father's Day comes up, you can do the same thing, have a cookout, invite, you know, maybe you can invite the area dads in the town or something like that, or maybe you can just do something, a special presentation for the dads in your life, you know, where you present them with a gift or a special speech or something or anything like that. You know, we didn't talk about this for Mother's Day, but you can also do that same thing for Mother's Day on next year. You know, so anything like that. You want to make that person feel special on the Father's Day or their birthday, whatever. 4th of July, everybody's going to be doing family reunions. Same thing. You can do the same exact thing. You know, you could do a cookout, invite people, have them bring something so it won't be so much on you. You know what I mean? Okay. So those are your Tuesday's tips for today. Yeah. Okay. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for Hot Topics Wednesday. Got a lot of hot topics going on in the world of entertainment. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Ray J is giving Kim Kardashian a gift, her and Kanye. Sherry Shepherd still going through it with her estranged husband. Solange and Jay-Z and Beyonce have all made a joint statement. And they're like, we're one big happy family. We'll talk about that all tomorrow on Hot Topics Wednesday and more, okay? Okay, hit us up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Miss Coco 09. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/CocoRadio. Visit our official website at www.cocoshow.web.com. Remember, June 2nd, we'll be celebrating our 5th-year anniversary, so make sure that you tune in. You can send us messages by email, midnightcocoshow@gmail.com, or you can leave us messages on our official website at www.cocoshow.web.com, or you can call us. Our office number, 323-366-0341. We will get your message aired right here on the show. Okay? So make sure you do all of that and more. All right. That's going to do it for your girl for this Tuesday on Tuesday's Tips on the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com on Coco Radio. Like I said, once again, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Hit us up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Miss Coco 09. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Coco Radio or Corey Marin, KORI.MARON. If you want to find us, if you don't really have time to like do all of that, you can visit our official website. All of the information is there. If you have not purchased Words and Melody, please do so and support a young starving black author. That is wordsandmelody.webs.com. You can visit the official website or download the ebook on Amazon Kindle, Words and Melody, Love and Pain by myself, Corey Marin. Okay? All right. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's your last, because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Join us tomorrow for Hot Topics Wednesday, and we will see you then.
It's Tuesday's tip. It's Tuesday's tip. It's Tuesday.